Greetings, family. Welcome to today's podcast. Fernando, I have problems with alcohol. And Fernando, today's daily reflection for Father's Day, June 19, AA Regeneration. Let's go ahead and open up with our serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who have stopped drinking and help others to recover from alcoholism. The AA Fellowship is a place of gathering where we can high-five and commiserate each other of our good works and help each other keep our sights up. Daily Reflections, AA Regeneration. Such is the paradox of AA regeneration. Strength arising out of complete defeat and weaknesses. The loss of one's old life as a condition to finding a new one. AA comes of age, page 46. Again, such is the big question mark or paradox of AA and how it works. It's regeneration. Strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness. The loss of one's old life as a condition for finding a new one. Thousands beatings by John Barleycomb did not encourage me to admit defeat. I believe it was my moral obligation to conquer my enemy friend. At my first AA meeting, I was blessed with a feeling that it was all right to admit defeat to a disease which had nothing to do with my moral fiber. I knew instinctively that I was in the presence of a great love when I entered the doors of AA. With no effort on my part, I became aware that to love myself was good and right, as God had intended. My feelings set me free, where my thoughts held me in bondage. I am grateful. Fernando, alcoholic. Incredible. What's the difference between my moral fiber and the alcoholic drink beating the snot out of me? Beating me senseless and thinking that I can conquer it. Again, it would drink me under the table and I would forget to go to work the next day. So who was winning? As soon as I know why Alcoholics Anonymous works for me and works for countless others, is the fact that as soon as we get to AA, they start telling us, make a gratitude list. Make a gratitude list. Strength arising out of complete defeat and weakness. When you make a gratitude list, you still got your eyes, your ears, you still got your hearing, your senses. Let's make a gratitude list. Get out of self-pity and grow into a more likable self, that I like myself. All right, let's go ahead and read some of the AA Grapevine and the promises for today, the little 24-hour book. Give me a second. Little book. June 19. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. June 19, 24-hour book. We have this choice every day of our lives. We can take the path that leads to insanity and death, and remember our next drunk could be our last one. Or we can take the path that leads to a reasonably happy and useful life. The choice is ours each day of our lives. God grant that we take the right path. Have I made my choice today? Meditation for today. Your real work in life is to grow spiritually. To do this, you must follow the path of diligent seeking good. The hidden spiritual wonders are revealed to those who diligently seek this treasure. From one point to the next, you have to follow the way of obedience to God's will until finally you reach greater and greater spiritual heights. Work on the material plane should be secondary to your real life work. The material thing that you need most are those that help you to attain the spiritual. Well said. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may keep growing spiritually. I pray that I may make my real life's work. Isn't that beautiful? That our objective is to, basically, is to seek God's will over our own. What is God's will? What is the Father's will for today? Well, it's obvious that we're going to say Happy Father's Day to our Father in Heaven. Those of us who have made God our Father, and we say Happy Father's Day. We are content. We're good. And we are being provided for. We're happy, joyous, and free in the program. And made us aware that we have a Father. And we're not bastards. We have a family. We're the children of God. We have brothers and sisters that are listening into this right now. And we are one great, joyous camaraderie, happy, biting each other's heads off, family. And now, a word from my sponsor. Actually, I'll be reading a word from the AA Grapevine. The Parlor Prospect, from July 1998 Grapevine. Our story comes to us from Jim M. from Escondido, California. I've been to meetings in Escondido. I was making deliveries for a grocery store, and I parked my semi on and blocked the alleyway and walked out of the truck right into a meeting and sat down. I had my fix of AA in Escondido, California. I must have met Jim. Here's his story. It was after midnight when the middle-aged lady opened the door and invited George and me into her well-kept parlor. Excuse me. She didn't look like a person who had just phoned AA for help. At first, we thought someone else in the house might have the alcohol problem, but as it turned out, she was our pigeon. George and I shared a little of our story. She listened politely and seemed to identify. She expressed none of the usual hostility and, in fact, shared her own story eagerly, all the while serving us coffee in fine china. Her drinking didn't seem all that bad to us. She was a school librarian, so we didn't expect a background of booze like a Steve Doors or a salesman. Time to chalk up another successful 12-step call, or so we thought. After an hour or two, the woman agreed that AA was the answer and looked forward to attending a meeting with us that night. Then she said, "I do have one concern. I belong to a church where wine is part of the communion service. You told me that AAs don't drink anything, so I wonder how can I join your group and remain a member of my church." She was in luck. George and I were both recent graduates of Jesuit University, where courses in philosophy and theology had prepared us for just such a moment. We took turns quoting Augustine, Aquinas, and Pius in an earnest, if misguided, attempt to ease this lady's moral burden. She knew we could tell a psalm from a syllogism and was obviously impressed. It didn't occur to George or me that no intellectual expertise had ever prevented John Barleycorn from having his way with either of us. It was late, and we all had to go to work for in a few hours. We started to leave with a firm resolve to continue our discourse that evening. Suddenly, George, in a rare moment of clarity, asked, "This is a one-day-at-a-time program. Are you planning to take communion this morning?" "Oh, no," she replied. "I haven't been to church in years." To my knowledge, this lady had yet to attend an AA meeting. I don't know if she was an alcoholic or simply a lonely lady who was a little mixed up, but on the way to our meeting that night, back in the early 1960s, George and I spent a lot of time laughing at ourselves. We had learned a valuable lesson: to take this program seriously, but never ourselves. Isn't that something? We work so hard in trying to relate somebody to get them into the program where it's as easy as pie. You want to stop drinking? Come on, get in the car. We're going to a meeting now. Or, you know, you want to keep drinking? Here, I'll buy you a bottle. Go for it. All right, one more story. Amen. Keep it simple, Fernando. The next story is, who, me? By Anonymous. Two of us were answering a 12-step call. We pushed the bell and the door opened to reveal a sorry-looking man peering at us through red-rimmed, bloodshot eyes. He was extremely nervous, but very polite. We said we were from AA and he invited us in, but the perspiration was dripping off him even though it was a cool evening. We figured this lad was ready to settle for almost anything. Imagine our surprise when, as soon as we found chairs in the living room, our hand dog host said, "Of course, you know, I didn't call AA for myself. Heavens no. It's about my uncle. Joy and I looked at each other, but said, of course, your uncle. So for 2 hours, we sat there talking about poor Uncle Louie. During that time, our host excused himself 3 times, went to the back of his house, and returned smelling to high heaven of whiskey and coffee grounds. Poor Uncle Louie. As we were leaving, my pal Joey turned to our new friend and said, "I heard a pretty good story that afternoon." "Seems this guy showed up at a psychiatrist's office," said Joe. "He had two strips of bacon, very crisp, sticking out from under his hat, one on each side, like elaborate sideburns. As he sat down alongside the doctor's desk, he removed his hat, and there, in the exact center of his head, was a beautiful fried egg. The psychiatrist pretended he didn't notice and asked, 'What can I do for you?' Whereupon the big egg and bacon man said, 'Oh no, doctor, not me. I came to talk about my brother.' Then Joe and I said, 'Good night, Anonymous.'" I'm Fernando, alcoholic. I remember the first time it started putting, I wasn't going to meetings. I was trying to sell real estate, one relation after another, a real broken heart. And I went into a dating agency where a prudent, wise woman told me, "You need to leave here, sir, until you can get honest with yourself and leave all that junk outside the door. Then we can get real." I left. Thank God I came back to AA. Thank God that soundness of mind and a manner of living became the reality. Words are carriers. AA words are carriers. First things first. Live and let live. One day at a time, one moment at a time. This too shall pass, but for the grace of God. Amen. By the grace of God. Easy does it. Amen. All will be well. And give them heaven. Count your blessings. Thank you so much for coming in here today. And happy Father's Day to all the mothers out there and all the fathers that have successfully, through this program, fixed up the children that we deal with. Alcoholics Anonymous has helped me with my boys. It helped me to deal with life. I haven't seen the boys actually take the drink. I heard that they drank, but basically they don't drink or smoke because of the early years of AA. So kudos to AA, to the 12-step program. Let's go ahead and close with the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works. Bienvenidos, familia. Gracias por llegar hoy bien al estudio de los versículos. Isaías 12:2 dice, confiamos en ti, Dios nuestro, y no tenemos miedo, porque tú eres nuestro Salvador, nuestro refugio y nuestra fuerza. Confiamos en ti, Dios nuestro, y no tenemos miedo, porque tú eres nuestro Salvador, nuestro refugio y nuestra fuerza. Salmo 103:2, con todas las fuerzas de mi ser lo alabaré y recordaré todas sus bondades. Con todas mis fuerzas lo alabaré con mi ser y recordaré todas sus bondades. Salmo 103:13, con quienes lo honran, Dios es tan tierno como un padre con sus hijos. Con quienes lo honran, Dios es tan tierno como un padre con sus hijos. Galatas 5:24, y los que somos de Jesucristo ya hemos hecho morir en su cruz nuestro egoísmo y nuestros malos deseos. Galatas 5:25-4. Y los que somos de Jesucristo ya hemos hecho morir en su cruz nuestro egoísmo y nuestros malos deseos. Vamos a orar, familia. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, véngase tu reino, hágase tu voluntad aquí en la tierra como en el cielo. El pan nuestro de cada día, dándolos hoy, y perdónanos por nuestros pecados, así como nosotros perdonamos a nuestros pecadores. Y no nos dejes caer entre malas tentaciones, mas líbranos de todo el mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, el poder y la gloria para siempre, siempre, Señor. Amén. Santiago 3:13. Si alguno de ustedes es sabio y entendido, demuéstrelo haciendo el bien y portándose con humildad. Primera Crónicas 16:34. Démosle gracias porque Él es bueno. Dios nunca deja de amarnos. Hay que levantar nuestras manos y darle gracias a nuestro Padre. Feliz Padre de los días, del día, Señor. Feliz Día de los Padres, papá. Hay que darle gracias a nuestro Padre Celestial. Feliz Día de los Padres, papá, apá. Démosle gracias porque Él es bueno. Dios nunca deja de amarnos. Gracias, apá. Filipenses 2:5, tengan la misma manera de pensar que tuvo Jesucristo. Romanos 12:10, ámense uno a otros como hermanos y respétense siempre. Isaías 43:2, aunque tengas graves problemas, yo siempre estaré contigo. Cruzaré ríos y no te ahogarás. Cruzarás, caminarás en el fuego y no te quemarás. Isaías 43:2, aunque tengas graves problemas, yo siempre estaré contigo, dice el Señor. Cruzarás ríos y no te ahogarás, caminarás en el fuego y no te quemarás. ¡Qué problemas, ¿eh? Efesios 2:10, nosotros somos creación de Dios. Por nuestra unión con Jesucristo nos creó para que vivamos haciendo el bien, lo cual Dios ya había planeado desde antes. Efesios 2:10. Nosotros somos una creación de Dios. Ahora, por nuestra unión con Jesucristo, nos creó de vuelta para que vivamos haciendo el bien, lo cual Dios ya había planeado desde antes. Efesios 2:10. Segundo Timoteo 3:16, todo lo que está escrito en la Biblia es el mensaje de Dios y es útil para enseñar a la gente, para ayudarla, corregirla y para mostrar cómo debe vivir. Segundo Timoteo 3:16. Primero de Pedro 5:6, por eso sean humildes y aceptan la autoridad de Dios, pues Él es el poderoso. Cuando llegue el momento oportuno, Dios los tratará como a gente importante. Primero de Pedro 5:6, por eso hay que ser humildes y aceptar la autoridad de sobre nosotros que viene de Dios, porque Él es todopoderoso. Cuando llega el momento oportuno, Dios nos tratará como gente importante. Amén. Una promesa. Aleluya, aleluya. Un poco más de la escritura. Colosenses 4:6. De conversar con ellos, hablen siempre de cosas buenas, díganle de manera agradable y piensen bien cómo se debe contestar a cada uno. Santiago 4:7, por eso obedezcan a Dios, háganle frente al diablo y él huirá de ustedes. Proverbios 18:10, Dios es como una alta torre. Hacia él corren los buenos para ponerse a salvo. Hebreos 4:16, así que cuando tengamos alguna necesidad, acerquémonos con confianza al trono de Dios. Él nos ayudará porque es bueno y nos ama. Hebreos 4:16, así que cuando tengamos alguna necesidad, acercámonos con confianza al trono de Dios. Él nos ayudará porque es bueno y nos ama. Filipenses 4:19. Por eso de sus riquezas maravillosas mi Dios les dará por medio de Jesucristo todo lo que les haga falta. De sus riquezas maravillosas mi Dios les dará. Amén. Bendito sea la palabra de Dios. Dios los bendiga, familia. Tengan buenas saludes. Felices a los padres y a las madres allá. Y gracias por la vida que el Padre nos ha dado hoy. Sean compártense bien. Así como me decía mi mamá todo el tiempo. Compártense bien. Bye. Chao. Pasen un buen día.